morning, everyone. I appreciate everyone that paddled their way to the Chamber Building this morning, to a lovely campus of Gadsden State, Cherokee, and thank you guys for continuing to allow us to be here and use this facility. It's a great facility, and we just appreciate so much it being in our county, so thank you very much. Joy had mentioned about me being appointed, and some of you may have heard this story, and some of you have heard it so many times you wish I wouldn't say it, but I'm going to quickly tell you how I was appointed. As you know, Judge Kirk Day had passed away, and I had put my name in to be appointed by the governor at that particular time, and it was in November when we put our So we went about 2 or 3 weeks, and I went down there and I interviewed. I had to interview with the judge's staff. And oh, by the way, I've got a hearing at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to go ahead while I'm talking and set my clock, because if I don't, we'll be passing out lunch in a few minutes. Okay. All right. 30 minutes. All right. So anyway, I had put my name in, had interviewed and everything, and they told me, they said, well, now when, if you're the successful candidate or not, you're going to receive a letter in the mail. And I thought, okay, well, that's fine. I felt pretty good about it. It was about a 2-hour interview, and I came on back home. Well, it was the day before, Thanksgiving, and we were getting ready to close down for a few days. And I was on the phone with the sheriff, as a matter of fact, and he was telling me that a deputy had hit a deer. And we were discussing that, because that seems to happen a good bit when they're out riding around in the middle of the night, they hit deer. So we're discussing hitting deer, and all of a sudden there's a phone call comes in on my phone, and it says unknown number. And I'd never seen it on your cell phone, unknown number, you know. So, well, Sheriff, I gotta let you go. I gotta take this call here. I don't know who this is. So I answered, and the voice on the other end said, is this Tim Budges? And I said, yes, ma'am, it is. And she goes, well, good. I'm calling to appoint you probate judge of Cherokee County. Of course, I have 3 sons, and they're all practical jokers, and I was thinking it was one of them calling to mess with me. And as the conversation continued, she told me that she was appointing me, that I had come in and had done a good job, and I said, yeah, sure, thank you, yeah. And I leaned back in my chair, and all of a sudden she says to me, and some of you older residents can remember this, she said, now I was real good friends with Mary George Waite. Now you better take care of those people in Cherokee County. And when she said Mary George Waite, it couldn't have been anybody but Governor K.I. And I immediately lost my breath, stood to my feet, and started backpedaling like nobody's business, because I thought it was a practical joke to begin with. But that's how I became probate judge Cherokee County. And I've been elected twice since then, and it is an honor to serve the residents of Cherokee County in this position. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get started with the little presentation that I have this morning. You know, it's very difficult to make, and a lot of this is numbers. Y'all are business people, most of you are business people, so I kind of gear this toward the business side of things, and you're also citizens and taxpayers, so I want to report to you, Kyle, what we did. And you know as well as I do, when you're talking about numbers, it can be quite, you know, not entertaining. Okay, I won't say boring, I'll just say not entertaining. Okay, as a matter of fact, you know, I'm accountant by trade, and to cure my wife's insomnia, she would always, sometimes when she couldn't sleep, would just say, honey, tell me about your job. So, you know, it can be a little bit not entertaining, but let's get into it. Let's see what we can figure out, okay? All right, I'm going to try to use this as a clicker. Boom, all right, we're going to start out with a biggie, and that's ad valorem tax. All right, now, and I'm going to kind of turn this way as I talk. Can I do that? Y'all mind? All right. Now, for the tax year that ended in 2024, this is what the Revenue Department had collected in ad valorem tax. You know, ad valorem tax is that tax that we pay on property, right? There are 42 mills of tax in Cherokee County. If you're living in the city, there's an extra 5 mills put on you for 47 mills. But this is the way it breaks up, and it is distributed in this particular way. And I'm not going to read all these numbers to you, but if you'll notice the pie chart on the other side, and yes, I'm trying to use some pictures to make it a little bit more interesting, you'll notice that we collected in the year about $15 million, somewhere around there, that neighborhood. Actually, it is $15,830,035 is what we collected, and that is the breakdown. Revenue Commissioner Dustin St. Clair's office does this. And you'll notice that the biggest tax is the one that's in black up there, and it's $8,185,000 some change. And that is our school tax, and it is 22 mills of the 42 mills. So it is the biggest one that you pay, but it's broken down in this way, and the general fund gets $1.7 million out of that $15 million. The general fund funds a lot of things in the county. The sheriff's department, the jail has its separate fund, which we supplement some money from the general fund to help fund that jail, which is also funded by sales tax. I'll get into that in just a moment. It's going to fund all of your government offices, the county offices, such as EMA, and Sean Rogers is in here this morning, and he does a great job with the EMA. Sheriff Shaver, I appreciate him and the job he does. But it funds a lot of these functions. It also funds things that we have going on in terms of appropriations that we make. Most of the employees are funded through our general fund that you see listed right here. We do have in our millage tax, road and bridge, fire departments, rescue squads. The hospital tax is what you pay to the Cherokee County Health Care Authority. That money goes for the hospital. They also break part of that money out to help with some medical-related funding opportunities for the commission that it does, such as mental health and a few others. Now, I brought my fact checker this morning, and that's County Administrator Daniel Steele. Daniel, wave your hand. I'm going to embarrass you this morning. But Daniel's my fact checker, so if I say anything wrong, he's supposed to hold his hand up and let me know, because he is the guy now. He's the accountant. And Daniel, I appreciate the job that you do. His office does a great job, and they get most of these things that you see today is what Daniel helped me get prepared. So anyway, that's it for ad valorem tax. If you've got any questions about that, where your money goes, that is the breakdown, and that was how the money was distributed this past year. I made it. See, I did it. Okay. All right. Now, I'm in Cherokee County, Alabama, and I'm in somewhere in center, and I go to the store, one of the stores, and I'm going to pay when I buy goods, and I'm going to pay sales tax, right? All right. You're going to do that as an individual. So how is that broken down? Well, and I'm going to take center, for instance. Center is... you're going to pay 10% sales tax, all right? You're going to pay 2.5% city, 4% state, and then you're going to pay 3.5% county. So you add all that up together, and you're going to pay 10% on your purchase. Now, I'm going to tell you the breakdown in terms of where it goes for the county. The county general fund gets 0.5%, and the jail gets 0.5%. Education gets 1.5%, and highways get 1%. Now, it's all general sales tax, but this way, by resolution, is how it's broken down. It's either codified or by resolution from the county commission. So you're going to pay 3.5%, and you notice that the 1.5% is 1% of the education tax, is a special education tax that was passed a few years ago by the public, and the 0.5% that goes along with the general fund, that was done by statute years ago. So that's kind of what the breakdown is on the sales tax.
But
So let's look at the figures, okay? Now, since COVID, and I said this before, in some ways, as far as economically, COVID really helped Cherokee County for whatever reason. People moved to the lake. People got out of big cities. I don't know. That may be some of your situation now. But it has impacted our county in a positive way economically. So you'll notice since 2020, we've gone from 8.5 in collections up to 10.3 in collections. Now that's just county, okay? That's just the county tax. So, you know, what does that mean? Well, it can mean a couple of different things. Obviously, if you look at it from a face value, people are just spending more money. There are more people here to spend money. In our county, we've been very blessed that these figures have continued to rise. They always told us in class when I was at school that if you see a line chart and it keeps going up, it's a good thing, unless that's your debt. But there's, let me tell you this, and you might say, well, inflation has a lot to do with it. And folks, it does. Inflation has a lot to do with pricing. When prices go up, the tax on the tax doesn't go up, but the amount you pay goes up. So that has something to do with it, but not entirely. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you this next chart. I put this little chart together, and I don't have the figures on here. But if you'll look, in green, that's the sales tax percentage that has increased over the years. The color beside it, which I think that's kind of an off blue, kind of a gray color, that's the inflation rate. In other words, from 21 and 22 are the year that ended, 10.67% is what the sales tax increased. The inflation rate was 6.5. 3.66 was our sales tax increase in 23, but inflation was only 3.4. 5.24% was our increase in 24, but inflation was only 2.9. So if you look at the 3 years, the sales tax has increased 19.57%. Inflation has increased 12.8%. So our growth in Cherokee County is 6.77% over inflation. And folks, that's positive news. That's what you would consider real growth right there. That's your percentage over inflation. So we're very blessed in our county, and I hope your businesses are prospering. It seems like we have new people moving in every day, and there's either two ways to go. There's to keep growing, or then there's to fall behind. And we've been blessed in the last few years that it looks like that our county is continuing to grow. All right, now this is lodging tax, and this is very important to Joy. And this seems to be up and down over the last 2 years, and I can't explain that one, okay? But it is still up there. It's been a pretty good number. It looks like we peaked out in 2022 and 2023, and it's come down a little bit this past year. But, you know, we're hoping that thing rises again, and I think it will. Don't know why it does that, but it does. All right. Now, let's move on to highway, because in county government, one of the things that we do is we own a bunch of roads, all right? Now, some of them are county roads that are maintained. Some of them are county roads that are not maintained. You know where those are, or I hope that you do, but we're going to talk about the roads that we maintain. So while I am on the subject, we have a new engineer in our county, and his name is Mr. Evan Morgan. Evan, would you raise your hand? All right. That's who you complain to, all right? Complain to Evan. All right. Corey Chambers has retired. Corey did a great job with the county over the years, and we're going to miss Corey. But, you know, Evan is going to fit right in there, and he's going to do us a good job. He was born in Cherokee County. And Evan, we are great. It's great to have you, and you're just going to take on and take us to bigger and better things. All right. But let me just tell you a little bit about the figures that we've got in terms of our road.
All right, so what we did, we spent a little over $2 million in paving this year. The sales tax that was collected was $480,000 that they spent. Rebuild Alabama was $744,000. There's a thing called a federal exchange, where we're exchanging the federal money, giving it to the states. We don't have to do all that engineering costs, some other reasons right in there. Then we had some ARPA funds and another grant, and that totaled $2 million. How much did we pave on that? Well, we paid 35.7 miles with that, all right? Now, when you figure that there's over 800 miles of roads in Cherokee County that the county maintains, doesn't seem like a lot, does it? But anyway, tar and gravel is the main thing that we do. We paved 26 miles with it. Our plant mix, which is the asphalt, that's the good stuff, okay? And everybody wants asphalt, but we can't do it. That was 2 miles, and the micro surface was 7. Let me show you why we can't do asphalt. Which, if you look at that, now these figures, this total doesn't add up to the other one, and that's because this total does not have striping and the road prep and all that in it. This is just material cost, okay? So our tar and gravel was over $1 million in paving. That's the 26 miles. That's $38,000 a mile for tar and gravel. As opposed to plant mix, which we only spent $217,000, but folks, it's $108,000 a mile to pave in plant mix. And our microsurface is about $32,000 a mile. Now, $32,000 a mile. Now listen, looking at the figures, they actually came down a little bit from last year, did they not? Because I think that plant mix last year was around 117,000. So it has come down a little bit, but that gives you some sort of idea about the cost. So we took all the money that we could, and that's the way it was distributed. And it's distributed among the four commissioners. So that's what they spent in paving this year. All right. Now, how are we doing unemployment-wise? Well, folks, we're doing pretty good. In the United States, at the end of December, the unemployment rate was 4.1%. Alabama was 3.3%. Cherokee County was 2.7%. I think we're up slightly from last year, but only like a tenth of a percent. So that means that people in Cherokee County are working. All right. All right, now how do we compare with the rest of the state? And there's our rates on the left there that I had just mentioned. And the counties with the lowest unemployment rates, to the right there if you can't read it, are Shelby at 2.4, Morgan and Marshall at 2.6. And we're right in there with Madison, Coleman, and Chilton. We're at 2.7%, okay? Which, that's good. We're on the top echelon of low unemployment rate in the state. Our sales tax is up, our people are working. That's a good sign. Now, if you'll notice the counties that are not doing so well, like Wilcox County is at 8.5%. So there's a big difference there. Folks, we're very blessed in our Cherokee County to have our folks working. All right. Now, we'll talk to you about something else that you probably a little bit been waiting on this a little bit. We've had some successes in the past few years. One of the things that I can remember, or that we should not forget, let me rephrase it that way, is the fact that 411 was four-laned, okay? And if you have to drive back and forth to Gadsden, isn't that a more pleasant drive? Okay, so we were very blessed, and if we had not passed the Alabama Rebuild Alabama Act, if the legislature had not done that, then folks, that would have never happened. And we're very fortunate to have Representative Shaver that was in there working for that, and also Senator Jones, and we were very fortunate that that took place. So that's one of the successes that we've had in our county. Another thing that we have needed for a long time is a courthouse. okay? If you've been in the courthouse, I'm not gonna put our courthouse down, okay? But if you've been in our courthouse, you know what kind of conditions that it's in. I'm proud to say that we are building it now, and you can just ride by and see the construction going on. But folks, I think, and I appreciate these Center City Council members that are here this morning, I think this is going to help revitalize. Because with this construction right here, and with the construction going on across the street, with the new City Hall, I think it's going to kind of revitalize that end of town. You can already see in some things going on up there, not going to mention them specifically. But folks, Center is our county seat, and our people deserve the best. And this is not just going to be a courthouse, a building. It is a symbol of law, and it's a symbol of that our people care about law-abiding citizens, and this is the place where the people do their business, okay? So I'm very proud of this, and yes, it's going to cost some money, but it is an investment back into our county. And I hope what it does in revitalization will bring dividends to you who own businesses. All right, so in the beginning, there was a void over the earth. And the county commission saw fit to bring life. No, just kidding. Don't quote Terry. Do not quote
Okay.
But anyway, so look, there is a bare pad of ground right there, and this is the old site of the First Baptist Church. And let me tell you, that was a difficult decision, but the church and the county, the church wanted to move their ministry to another place so they could expand, and it just worked out beautifully for the county to get this piece of property because it makes all of our buildings adjacent to one another. So anyway, that is the site right there. We didn't think this would ever get off the ground because there was a lot of planning. And look, some of y'all build houses, and you know what it's like to have to make every little old decision. Just try building a courthouse with a bunch of prima donna judges, okay? All right. So, here we are. We made it to groundbreaking day on May the 2nd, 2024. Of course, Terry's in here, and you won't see this picture in the paper because some guy by the name of T-Pain stole our thunder that week, and he ended up in the paper. So, anyway. But we all met up there, and if you didn't get to go to the groundbreaking, you missed a great event. Joy helped put this on, and I'm telling you, Joy and Leanne just did a great job. We had some sponsors and some really great speakers that came. It was just a good, positive feeling that we got from the community, from our groundbreaking. And look at the turnout. We made us a group picture there. So we were very excited that day, and it was hot. Lord have mercy, it was hot. But we had a big tent. It's not in the picture. And if you didn't get to make it, you missed a really great event. So Terry, I'm going to have to tell you, you got to make it up for us now when we have our grand opening. You got to put a bunch of pictures in the paper. Can you do that?
I did my best.
Just say it. All right. So I'm going to show you some of the stages that we've had. You notice that they started pouring. That's the very footage right there of the building, okay? So years from now, you can tell your grandkids wow, I remember when that was just a big old church pad. They started pouring. So when they started doing that, that kind of looks like, did y'all ever see that movie, Holes, when they're out in the desert digging the holes? That was their punishment for juvenile crimes. Okay, it's kind of almost what that looks like right there anyway. So that I thought was going to take forever, but it didn't. They started working on it. And suddenly we had the footprint poured. All right? And it looked a little off-centered as far as the block goes, but they swore to me it was exactly right with Main Street. All right? So College Street right there is a little bit sideways, but anyway, that's the way the courthouse footing sits, and that's the footprint. Then they came along and they poured the pad. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's not going to be big enough. It's too small. What have we done? All right. And then they started putting the metal framing up. All right. Which they put the metal framing up. I think I was out of town. And Daniel was just plumb giddy when he called me. He goes, guess what? They put up the metal framing. Alright, then they poured the second floor, and there's more of the framing, and you notice all that steel sitting around, that's the steel trusses. So it's studded, and the trusses are steel. Okay? And there's some more construction. So finally, and this is taken just a few days ago, this is the way it looks right now, okay? So it's sitting there, and it's got half of a roof on it. And let me just say, when we had the steel, did y'all ride by when they had just the steel roof up there? Okay, we had some Facebook comments about, are we building the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Cherokee County? Did y'all see that one? You know, some things like that. But and then they started putting a fabric or something on there that they had to put the covering on there. And then they started putting some other things. And then I started getting questions. How many layers are y'all going to put on that roof? Well, the steel actually holds all those trusses together. Okay? So you got to make sure that all that's held together. And then they came back and put the fabric. And I don't know if you can see or not, but maybe on the front part here, those are people in yellow that are actually on that roof working. And they were scaring me to death the way that they were just walking around up there like nobody's business. And all of those are shingles. Those are shingles where they have laid the shingles out everywhere. And that's what they're doing right now. It started raining, so they didn't get a chance to finish that. But that's kind of where they are on that particular project. All right, and this is the front of it. You notice the materials, and folks, they're coming along with it. Our projection date on completion of the courthouse is August of this year, 2025. And believe me, the staffs that work in the courthouse cannot wait, and a lot of people can't wait either. It's been kind of an embarrassment to the law community in Montgomery when other people have to come up here. So this is going to give them something to be proud of. Let me just tell you what it's going to house. On the bottom floor, if you come in, go to the left, you're going to go through security. But after you go through security, on the left side is going to be the district attorney's office. In the middle is going to be the circuit clerk's office. On the right side is going to be the probate office, probate court, and public records. You're going to go upstairs. If you go to the left, that's the district court side. It will have two courtrooms in the center. District will be on the left. Circuit will be on the right. The juvenile probation officer will be upstairs, and the district judge. On the right side, our circuit judges Bale, Hairston, and Taylor will be up there. They'll all have their own chamber. Right now, they all share a room. They bring a big box with them when they come in, and they set it down. They spread their files out, put a picture of their wife there, and they operate during the day. Then they take it all down, then the next judge comes. Okay? So now they're not going to have to share an office, and they're really excited about that. All right, so that's what it's going to house. Question that I have all the time is, what are you going to do with the old courthouse? All right, well, Commissioner Shaw is here, and he can't answer because he don't really know yet. But we're going to get to those, and we're going to discuss it. But I can tell you this, number one, we are not tearing it down, and number two, it's going to be repurposed for a public function, okay? So get out of your minds that we're tearing it down. We're not doing that. What's going to go in the administration building when probate leaves? Don't know for sure yet. Those discussions are going to start happening here very soon, but we're really just not to that point yet. So we're trying to take it in phases, and we're trying to get this building built. Then we'll talk about all of that. All right? We're not in any hurry just yet. All right. So how much does this courthouse cost?
Well, the bid on it was $16.1 million. We had bids ranging from 16.1 up to 21 million. So 16.1 got the bid. Consolidated Construction Company out of Huntsville was the one that won the bid. It was lower than the rest of them, and we were really nervous because it was so much lower than the next one. But as a matter of fact, we called and we asked them to verify some of these figures for us because we were a little concerned, and we thought they might up that bid, but they never did. They said, no, we did our homework, we did our pricing, and this is what it's going to be. And folks, we've been pleased with them so far. They've been out there working. The other day when we had our owners meeting with the architects and with the construction folks, they had 60 people on site working on our building in Cherokee County. So we ended up financing $17.4 million. We sold bonds, or Raymond James did. They sold the bonds. We were a little nervous about that. So they set us up, and we watched it on the big screen back there in the commission workroom. Oh, there's my 30 minutes, so I'll need to hush here in a second. So we had a bond selling day. We sat back there, and we had 2 hours to sell our bonds. And I'm thinking, how in the world are they going to sell $17.4 million? And oh, why 17.4? Because we got to furnish it, we got to pay professional people, got to pay all those things. That's what it worked out, 17.4. Okay, so we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, and there were some local people that they, I think, allowed first to be able to purchase bonds. It was like $500,000 that bleeped up on the screen. So we're thinking that's what locally people around purchased our bonds for. And it went, and it went, and there was nothing in there, and there was nothing and nothing. So we get about an hour and 15 minutes into it before we see someone else buy some bonds, and we're like, yeah, somebody bought $100,000 worth of bonds, yeah! How are we going to get the other $17 million? But anyway, suddenly, and out of nowhere, people started, I guess companies, whatever, started buying bonds like crazy. And what they do in these bond sales is they put in orders to purchase these bonds. Folks, we had $55 million in orders in bonds for our courthouse. What did that do? That drove the interest rate down. So at that particular time, the interest rate was 7.5%, 8% was the lending rate, the bond rate. We got our bonds at 4.46%. So that is a great savings to the county. We were very pleased with that. All right, so I'm going to finish up here. This is what it's supposed to look like when it's finished. And we can't wait for that day. I've already talked to Joy. We've had we want to plan a big event for that day, okay? Back in 1937, 38, somewhere around in there, I've seen pictures of it. There were streamers across the road. They had a big celebration. I want to do the same thing. I think it's a great thing for our county and the city of Center, so I want to have something special when we have our grand opening for the courthouse. I've spent a good bit of time on the courthouse this morning because that's our focused project right now. But folks, we're not finished. There are other things to do. We're growing. We've got projects going on. We're looking forward to getting this finished and moving on to the next thing. It is an honor that I'm the probate judge, and incidentally, I'm also County Commission Chairman. I didn't mention that, and I'm speaking today on behalf of the Cherokee County Commission. I'm one of 13 probate judges in the state of Alabama that is also the commission chairman. So it's kind of it's not real, I don't know what you would call it now, but counties are beginning to have full-time chairmen now, there's only 13 of us left. A lot of them are the bigger counties like Tuscaloosa and Lee County. Their probate judge is also the commission chairman. They have staffs of 40 and 50 people, so the smaller counties kind of have gone away from doing that. But anyway, that kind of gives you a snapshot of where we are economically. And I hope you got some benefit. I've seen the numbers today or some encouragement, because the Lord is blessing our county. And he's blessed us in many ways. We have this beautiful campus here. We're building a new courthouse. We're able to get to Gadsden now, you know, on a 4-lane. But there are other things that are in store for us. And just need to continue to remember us and the work. And we work for the citizens. That's who we work for. I wanted to mention one thing that came to mind. I wanted to mention one thing about ad valorem tax, and then I'll hush, I promise, because those people that I have court with at 9 o'clock are probably getting there and wondering where I'm at. I mentioned earlier that 42 mills is our millage rate in Cherokee County. And you pay an extra 5 mills if you live in the city limits. Of the $15.8 million, only $630,000 is municipal tax. Okay? Only $630,000. Center, which is the largest municipality in Cherokee County, only receives $286,000. $131,000 Cedar Bluff. The second place would be Leesburg at $181,000. Galesville gets a whopping $7,756 from ad valorem tax. And San Rock gets $23,000. So folks, the municipalities are not getting rich off of you, okay? They're not. Now this is not including automobile ad valorem taxes, which jumps that up about another $5 million countywide. But our municipalities, and some people are saying, why do the cities have 2.5%, 2% on their sales tax? They gotta have funds to operate. Okay? So I get that a lot when the people are talking about, oh, we're adding 5 mills on our property tax if we get in the city limits. You get the city senate. And I'm plugging the cities here, I can't believe this. But you get the city services, but it's not a whole lot of money, okay? That's on record, that comes from the revenue department, so you can look it up. I appreciate our municipalities. All the municipalities seem to be working well. The county and the municipalities seem to be working together. And folks, that's what it takes. It takes us working together. Appreciate Sheriff Shaver. Looks like he had to leave, but the sheriff has been a good steward, and he's done a good job of being our sheriff and the things that they have to face every day. Chief Deputy Sommerford is here with us. They do a great job, and I appreciate them, what they do for probate court. There are a lot of things that we need to improve on, okay? And in our state and in our county, and I'm just gonna go ahead and say it, mental health is one of them. We've got issues in Alabama with mental health, no facilities. So when you see things that may be passed through the legislature or passed maybe that you're going to vote on that help mental health, how about doing us a favor and helping getting those things passed? Just about every family in some sort of way is affected with mental health, and it is a big, I see it every day, it is a big issue in our state and in our county. So with that, it is now about 8:50, and if you've got any questions, see me later because I've got to get out the door. But I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you've learned something this morning. But if you could take one thing away this morning, I want you to be proud of your county and proud of where you live. We're a hardworking group of folks. We have good leaders, we have good leadership, we have a wonderful, wonderful chamber, and Joy and Leanne do a great job, but it takes a community working together to get things done. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless Cherokee County.